Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to our CommSec market wrap-up. We did see the Aussie market get out of the blocks rather strongly today. The ASX 200 hitting another record high around lunchtime, above 7,400 points, 7,406 to be precise, and that was a gain of around 27 points. We couldn't quite hold on to those levels throughout the afternoon. However, the market pulling back, dipping into negative territory rather briefly in the late afternoon, but we did see the index actually manage a small improvement, a 7-point gain by the close at 7,386, making it four straight sessions of improvements. And what we saw was a rather mixed session for the resources. We had energy, the best performing sector, global oil prices hovering a little more than the best levels in the past 2 years. So Woodside, one of the best, up more than 2%. Oil Search, up around that 1.5% mark. But the worst performing sector was materials, and miners certainly a drag on the market today. Commodity prices were generally weaker overnight, and certainly not helping is the fact that there were reports coming out of China that it's looking to stabilize commodity prices, and part of that is by limiting its exposure to overseas commodity markets. So what we saw today, BHP, Rio Tinto and Fortescue Metals all lower. BHP and Fortescue down around 1.6, 1.7%. Some of the smaller miners even worse. Oz Minerals down around 6.7%. Mineral Resources down more than 4%. The tech sector also weaker today. Thankfully, those losses were offset by some improvements across the majority of the market. Financials were certainly well supported. We had CBA, the best of the big four lenders, up around 1.3%. It hit new record highs and not too far away from $105 per share. A bit of a mixed bag in terms of the travel and tourism sector. News out of Victoria, a little more promising, easing restrictions, but there was also one new locally transmitted case in New South Wales. So we had Qantas rather flat, Webjet and Flight Centre were both a touch weaker. Big winner today though, Avita Medical. It's a skin regenerative medicine company, up more than 12%. Some preliminary quarterly figures coming through. Revenue for the past 3 months, certainly beating the company's own expectations. So it will be releasing its full results in a couple of months. The Aussie dollar, lastly, not much change there today, buying around 76.9 US cents.